This show sucks.
Wrong again.
The Scotty K Show.
I have a question about you and your relationship. Do you tell your best friend or your sister or your brother? Do you tell the closest person to you about every argument that you and your significant other has? Or is does that stay between the two of you? 312-946-4995. Here's why I asked. I came across the story, and this is something I've thought about before, because to be honest, it's an insecurity I have too, even in our relationship. But there's a guy who asked his wife to stop sharing their arguments with her sister because he was like, you're giving her a front row to every flaw I have, and she doesn't need to know about everything we're working through. And so for her, her sister is her sounding board, right? As her sister is the go-to for that. And I have two, I guess, parts to that. One, I'm a big fan of this stays between you two. You two figure it out. Or like your therapy, right? You can talk to your therapist. You figure out your stuff in between. But I do think that when you start talking to, and I'll tell you where my own insecurities came from, because my wife is very close with her sister. And I was like, man, if she goes to her with everything we argue about, I'm probably going to look like a real jerk, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not. And so I always thought that it should stay in between just us. And we'll figure it out. We talk about it. We talk it through. And then the other side of that, though, is also sometimes you need a sounding board. And maybe there's a person in your life that goes, no, you're being an idiot right now, okay? You're not looking at their perspective. You're not seeing this side of things. So that's why I think it can go either way, but that's why I want to know where you land on that. 312-946-4995. If you have arguments with your significant other, should they always stay between you as opposed to telling somebody that's close to you, like your friends or your sister? Kathy?
I do not share, and I'll tell you why. My mom said to me, I shared with my mom one time, and my mom said, the more you share with me, the more I'm going to hate him. So
that's what this guy is worried about. Yeah.
Keep your arguments to yourself.
Now, I will say this, to play devil's advocate with it. I will say this, that sometimes you need someone to tell you that you're being unreasonable. And so maybe if it's your mom wasn't the person, right? She's like, I'm going to take your side every time. And you're like, well, that's not the person maybe I should talk to, right?
That's not the person I should talk to. So I would venture to a girlfriend, but for the most part, I keep it to myself because him and I are going to make up.
Right.
And everybody else is going to hate him.
Right. Yeah, because they're not in that repair mode. They're not in that conversation where you guys are saying, okay, I guess I see what I did wrong and what and vice versa.
Right.
So they just say they're just mad about it. They're just holding grudges.
They think he's an ass.
Right.
And that's the problem.
Right. And I think that's exactly where he's coming from. He's like, stop telling her all these things that we fight about because they're not in the recovery mode of it. Like, they're not there for the conversations of where we figure each other out. And because you're going to argue. You're supposed to argue, right? You're going to come from different places.
Nobody's perfect.
Right.
Nobody gets along perfect. So it's best to just keep it between you and him.
Right. That makes sense. Awesome. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
I do think those conversations can't go to the people in your close circle because now they have a front row seat to the things that they don't have all the information to. And I think that that's my biggest point is like, if you want to talk to your therapist about it, you want to talk to, you know, somebody that maybe has an outside perspective that's going to keep it real with you. That's one thing. But to talk to, like he said, your sister, and now you're just complaining about your husband to her. Now, okay, great. Now she's just married to a jerk. So 312-946-4995. You guys chime in too. You guys hit me on Instagram too. The Scotty K Show on Instagram. Boy.